More information on the size and effects of the second breach at the Office of Personnel Management are likely to come this week. GovExec reports the agency will release the number of current and former federal employees and job applicants affected in the second cyber attack. Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President at ICF International, former Chief Human Capital Officer at the Homeland Security Department, and he writes the chiefhro.com blog. And he says the OPM data breach is far from over. Jeff, there are two things in your latest commentary on your blog that I thought they struck me as similar to remarks that Colleen Kelly of NTEU made on this program this week. One of them is that you write, we still don't know everything we need to about the breach, and I'm particularly concerned, you write, about reports not confirmed by OPM that it may include both data and images from the electronic OPF, and you talk about why that's important and the issue there. Colleen said also about the remarkable lack of information that we're getting from OPM about what is and isn't included and who is and isn't affected, Jeff.
Hi, Francis. I think there are a couple points here that are important. One is that first one about the electronic OPF. You know, the electronic OPF has an employee's complete employment history in it, and one of the forms that gets scanned into that is the designation of beneficiary for the Federal Employees Group Life Insurance Program. And unlike a health insurance registration form where you just put the name of the beneficiary, with this one you have to put their name, their address, and their Social Security number. And so it could very well be that we have very large numbers of people who are going to be affected by this breach who have no idea that it would affect them. You know, somebody who is the beneficiary of some employee's life insurance is going to end up at some point getting a call or a letter from OPM saying, hey, guess what? Your information has been compromised. And they're going to be totally stunned when they find out about that. So that's one of the things that I think is a big concern. The other is I would like to see much more information about who was affected, how they were affected, what the numbers really are. I understand where OPM is on this. You know, this is the type of thing where at this point, OPM has probably lost control of the messaging on this. I doubt OPM is able to make the decisions on what information to release and when to release it and how to release it. That's probably being controlled by the White House or the National Security Agency or the FBI. It's not the type of thing that the agency that's involved in it would get to be making all of those calls. But that information needs to get out. The longer people don't know the facts, the more likely they are to start making up their own facts. And they're going to imagine all kinds of things about this. So we really do need information on what's going on so people can know how this might affect them. You know, I've already gotten a notification. I got an email. Got an email from the contractor from a .com address telling me that my information had been compromised and telling me to click on a link in the email.
Oh, don't get me started on that, Jeff.
So the very thing that you tell people not to do,
yes,
they did.
You're
and
exactly
that
right.
Really was incredibly frustrating to me. I have a lot of sympathy for OPM for what they're going through right now, but that particular way of notifying people just pushed the wrong buttons for me, because it's we would tell people do not respond to do not click on a link,
yep,
in an email from an unknown source, and that's what we send out to 4 million people. That was not good.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of email that CIOs tell people in training that they should delete immediately.
Absolutely.
And just
absolutely
not touch them at all.
Right. Don't click on anything in it. Delete it and be done with it.
Yep.
But it's so that's what we got, though. I actually posted a copy of the letter in my blog.
Yeah, so you have the text of the letter. You have the text.
If anybody hadn't gotten theirs, they could read it.
You have the text here. And this is the passage that just drove me absolutely mental. After the list of what's included in the Protector Plus coverage However, nothing in this letter should be construed as OPM or the U.S. government accepting liability for any of the matters covered by this letter or for any other purpose. Any alleged issues of liability concerning OPM or the United States for the matters covered in this letter or for any other purpose are determined blah, 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 blah. A whole bunch of legal speak. And there was absolutely no assumption of responsibility for what went on here.
You're right. That was what I referred to as the lawyer paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Where they said if you want to file a claim, you have to do it in different ways. I think in part that is there for a legitimate reason, and that's that there are very specific legal processes for filing claims against the United States government, and they couldn't just admit they're responsible for everything. I would like to see more acceptance of accountability from OPM on this, because this is information that was entrusted to them. Their business is in part gathering and maintaining this information, and so I would have been very happy if someone said we are deeply sorry for what happened, and are going to do everything we can to make it right. That's what most people are looking for right now. Most people know that they can't put the genie back in the bottle. That this is they can't undo this, and they want to know that their government is going to do the right thing now that this information has been compromised. And I think most of us would like to hear a very clear and unambiguous statement from OPM that says, we will make this right as much as we possibly can, and we're very deeply sorry for it.
We
haven't really heard that yet.
We only have about 30 seconds left, but I do have to compliment you on the terrific new look at chiefhro.com.
Thank you.
I think it looks really terrific, and I love to read the content, and I have always enjoyed the way the site looks, and now I think it looks even better than ever before.
Thank you. I appreciate that.